Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. One brother, he sent me a question. And the question tell me, can you please clarify verse 81, chapter Taha, verse 81. And what the verse said? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He said, Kulu, eat from the goodness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided to you. And wala tadghaw, and don't aggress. Tughyan in Arabic is aggression. Aggression. And also is oppression. And also is zulm. And also is injustice. Now what after that? فَيَحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ غَضَبِي. If you aggress, Allah's anger will come over you. وَمَنْ يَحْلِلْ عَلَيْهِ غَضَبِي فَقَدْ هَوَى. And whoever Allah get angry at him, he will be astray. And hawa also is not only astray. Some scholars said meaning astray. Some scholars said going down, meaning going down to Jahannam. Wal'ayazu billah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if you look in the last almost 700 years, what happened to the Ummah? When the Ummah forget the purpose of life. Imagine this verse is very simple. He talking about eating. What this has to do with Jahannam? What this has to do with hellfire? Because when you study, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so wise, is the owner of wisdom, the source of wisdom. If you aggress in the style of eating, aggress in the style of clothing, aggress, what does it mean aggress? Because a lot of people today want the balance. There's no balance in here. It's either dunya or akhirah. For example, okay, if I know the purpose of eating, the purpose of this life, eating, sleeping, having a wife, having a kid, is a part of the purpose, is a complementary element to make me achieve the purpose. But it's not a purpose, meaning eating is not a purpose. Eating is not a goal, is a necessity, is a need. Similar to clothing, similar to style of life. But today what happened? We flip it. We flip everything. For example, look at the example today. If somebody getting married, what's the first thing they do? How much you going to give me? The dowry, the gold, this, that, the wedding, the living room, the dining room, the sets of the bedroom, the sets of the curtain. And all of a sudden, the purpose of marriage is not there. And becoming the miscellaneous become a purpose. And the purpose is not exist. Similar with eating, similar with clothing. And what's happening in here? Don't underestimate what happened. If you aggress in food, in clothing, in spending, this will help you to generate the disease of the heart. Envy, jealousy, hate, accumulation, greed, loving dunya, loving hope, you name it, and again. By this way, a small tiny habit can lead you to have a sick heart, later on to have a dead heart or a very hard heart. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one narration, when Aisha radiallahu anha one time, she was saving some money and she wanted to buy a sweet. He said, Ya Aisha, don't give your nafs everything you want. And otherwise your nafs become hard. And if the nafs become hard, you will never taste the sweetness of Iman. This was the opposite. If I'm reading Quran, but read it with tadabbur, not only reading, reading with tadabbur and comprehending what Allah is talking to me about. Because what is Quran? It's called the word of Allah. Allah is talking to me. Imagine when somebody talking to you and you have no comprehending with what he's talking about. You do not care of what he's saying to you. And you do not even care about understanding what is his message to you and the depth of this message to able to reflect and respect the speaker. Who is the speaker? Allah Jalla Jalalu. What happens if we do not do that? Exactly what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, in the end of the time, the masajid will be decorated and you migrate from it. And the Quran will be decorated, but you will not live it. The reciter will be a lot, but the doer will be little. And the knowledgeable will be a lot, but the sincere one few. And now we will kill each other. Why all this massive killing and war and this and is all about power and accumulation and you name it, is dunya. Dunya. Dunya will destroy us. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the another hadith, he said, I'm not worried about poverty for my ummah, but I worry about Allah will give them dunya and he will open it for them. They will champion each other about it until they fight each other and killing each other for it. And dunya will destroy them the way it destroyed the people before them. By this way, this verse is a very small, but containing a huge message. Huge message. And look, the message is very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a warning. You will aggress, you will be stray, and will lead you to Jahannam. Wal'ayazu billah. Very, very quick and very swift. Why Allah do that in one small verse like that? And all this has to do with eating? But don't forget, eating, spending, set priority, it is a cycle. It's a cycle. And this is why today, look at the majority of the Muslim today. Vacation, 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 vacation. And everybody decorating their life, decorating their houses, and nobody care about the poor and needy. Very few. And the rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer. By this way, please contemplate about this verse, read it, and if you want more, very simple. Go to Google and type the tafsir and comprehending of verse 81, chapter, from different scholar. And after that, try to figure it out. The another thing is always read before and after. Before, it was the story of Bani Israel when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them food from Jannah. And they said, every day the same food? They aggress. And they said, we need onion, we need garlic, we need dal, we need the lentil. And imagine, they do not want the food of Jannah, and they want dal and rice and some onion and garlic. Allah lifted the food of Jannah and he gave them what he want, what they want. Now the following verse 82, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And I am the owner of forgiveness to whom? Who make tawbah. Look at this again. Tawbah, وَآمَنَ, and believe, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and do good deed, ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. And after that, he will get guidance. Look at the sequence and don't ever forget it. Tawbah, Iman, good deed, and guidance. Subhanallah. But this is another topic. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in us, allow us to live the message, allow us to live the purpose of the message, and not to be aggressor against the message, against ourselves, against mankind, by being an abuser. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people of justice, spread the justice, not the people about the one who spread injustice. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.